Welcome to the Deep Dive. We're your shortcut to clarity. You've given us the source material, and today, well, we're really cutting through the noise around getting personalized guidance, you know, the kind that promises quick answers when life gets messy. Our source today is focused entirely on a service profile. It's for astrologer Gaitham G, who's advertised pretty prominently, actually, as a psychic reader in Birmingham. And, you know, when you, our listener, are looking for that fast insight on big things, love, career, that whole what am I doing feeling, these are exactly the kinds of profiles you find, promising a clear path.
Exactly. And that's our mission today. We are unpacking the specific claims here, the services offered, and importantly, the emotional outcomes promised in this material. We need to go beyond just, you know, reading the ad copy and really understand the scope of the guidance, what's actually being offered, especially when people feel so overloaded with information already.
I like that framing. And it's not hard to see how this person wants to be seen. Right away, the self-designation is, well, it's bold. They call themselves the top best Indian astrologer in UK, Gaitham G. Okay. That's quite the claim. It's confident, sets a really high bar from the get-go.
It is, yeah. It's an interesting mix, isn't it? Tradition and marketing savvy, maybe?
Yeah.
But stepping back a bit, the source material quickly shows the framework.
Yeah.
There are two main ways they deliver the service. They're identified as both an astrologer and a psychic reader. It seems like a strategic combination.
Okay, walk us through that combination. Because, you know, to someone new to this, astrologer, psychic reader, they might sound pretty similar,
sure,
but they work differently, right? Fundamentally.
Completely different mechanisms, yes.
Yeah.
An astrologer typically uses a very structured system. It's ancient, based on planets, birth charts, calculations. It's system-based guidance. A psychic reader, though, works mainly through intuition. Spiritual readings, accessing real-time sort of energetic information. So the combination, astrologer and psychic reader, it suggests you get the weight of that traditional fixed system.
The structure.
Plus the, let's say, fluid immediate insight from the psychic reading. It makes the offering feel very comprehensive.
That breadth is fascinating. Okay, so digging into the psychic reader part more. The material says the services offer deep insights, and it uses intuitive and spiritual readings. It really sets the expectation that this isn't just observation. It's something, well, non-physical happening.
And here's where the promise really expands. I mean, massively. The readings are explicitly marketed to give insight into your past, present, and future. Just think about the psychological weight of that. It implies this complete overview of your whole life experience, where you came from, what's happening now, and where you're potentially headed.
Wow, okay. That covers the entire timeline for someone seeking help. But that's a huge promise to deliver on. I mean, if someone comes in totally anxious about their career, how does a service really navigate past issues, present choices, and future outcomes without just, I don't know, overwhelming them even more? It almost feels like any prediction has to come with very specific, like, action points. That's the crucial part. The guidance needs to feel specific to be valuable. And that leads right into the next big claim, right? Accuracy.
The material specifically assures the client the guidance will be accurate. Now, that's essential, because if insight is purely intuitive, it could feel subjective.
Yeah, right? Totally.
So by promising accuracy, they're sort of grounding the spiritual reading. They're translating intuition into something measurable, something you can trust.
Okay, so we have the method, this blend of systems and intuition, covering past, present, future, and promising accuracy. Now, what about the specific life areas they focus on, the what people are asking about, right? The source lists three very specific and, let's face it, universally stressful areas: love, relationships, and career.
It's not just general life advice. It targets these core points of life that, you know, create the most uncertainty and demand the most emotional energy.
It's interesting. It's just those three, a short list. They didn't add vaguer things like health or finance. It seems very focused on where our self-worth and future stability feel most vulnerable, tied to external things.
Precisely.
Right.
And this is where the service shifts from just predicting things to offering agency. The goal, the source says, isn't just insight. It's providing guidance and clarity for these tricky areas. So you're not just finding out if you'll get the promotion, you're looking for direction on how to get there, or maybe what step to take about that relationship problem.
Ah, okay. That changes the dynamic completely. People often seek this stuff not because they really want to know the future, but because they feel stuck now. They need, like, an external nudge, an authority to say, okay, go this way.
Exactly. The underlying idea here is that the service cuts through the paralysis of too many choices. If you think about it, in a world with endless data, endless options.
Yeah, it's overwhelming.
The most valuable thing isn't more information. It's a clear path, a sanctioned direction. That's what guidance really offers.
And that leads perfectly into the promised outcomes, the why it matters. If the external advice is the map, the internal feeling is the destination. The service claims clients will experience the power of psychic energy.
Yeah, and the language around this is key. Psychic energy is positioned as the how, the mechanism, but the actual product is restoring inner balance. The source material is really explicit here. It lists the specific emotional states the service aims to fix, positioning them as the solution to modern anxiety.
And that trio is, let me check, restore peace, confidence, and direction in your life today. That feels very deliberately chosen, like it directly targets someone feeling swamped.
Let's break that down. If you're facing uncertainty, information overload, you feel anxious, right? So the promise of peace.
Mm-hmm.
If you're paralyzed by choices, afraid of making the wrong move, you lack agency. That's where restoring confidence comes in, is vital.
Okay.
And finally, if you just feel lost, drifting, the promise of direction gives that actionable path forward.
It really is the perfect anti-anxiety cocktail, isn't it? They're essentially selling you back your own ability to make decisions, but wrapped in this intuitive guidance about your love life or career, you're not just getting answers, you're getting your internal state back under control.
Exactly. It's holistic. The external answers about past, present, future, they all serve that immediate internal need for feeling stable and able to move forward.
Right. Okay, we've covered the spiritual promise, the emotional payoff. What about the practical side, the logistics? This often anchors these services in the real world. We should cover where you can actually find this person.
Yeah, and this part gives us a really crucial insight, actually, because there's a bit of geographical ambiguity here that's worth looking at. The service is advertised heavily as a psychic reader in Birmingham.
Mm.
That implies, you know, a local focus for people in that big city.
But the actual physical address given, the formal location listed is 317 Station Road, Harrow, HA1, 2AA, United Kingdom, Birmingham, Harrow d'Urbana. Those aren't exactly next door.
No, they're quite distinct.
Yeah.
And that difference is really informative. Why advertise so much in Birmingham if your physical office is in Harrow? Well, the implication seems to be that while there is a physical base, the service might be largely virtual, or perhaps targeting clients across the UK.
Oh, okay.
Leveraging the idea of being accessible in a major hub like Birmingham, even if the consultations themselves happen remotely, or maybe only in Harrow.
So for you, the listener, this probably means you shouldn't necessarily expect a walk-in shop in Birmingham. It's more likely a service done by phone, video, maybe even targeted travel sometimes. The Harrow address acts more like a central base of operations than a strictly local spot.
It suggests flexibility in how they deliver the service, which makes sense for something promising, immediate clarity, I suppose. Makes sense. And just to complete the contact details, for anyone interested, the source gives a direct phone number, plus 447-405-562-258, and an email address for digital contact, gauthamastrologer74@gmail.com. Those are the practical ways to try and access the spiritual insights. It's the bridge, isn't it, between the mystical promise and the, well, the transaction.
So let's try and wrap this up. What's the overall picture we've built here? We're looking at a service, probably marketed nationally, mainly blending traditional astrology with intuitive psychic readings. It promises accurate, deep insights covering the whole timeline, past, present, future. And that guidance is aimed squarely at the big anxiety zones, love, relationships, career. But the ultimate deliverable, the thing they really seem to be selling, is restoring your internal state, that specific combination of peace, confidence, and direction.
It's a pretty sophisticated package, really. Spiritual promise meeting emotional fulfillment.
It's a powerful framework for selling direction in a world that feels pretty uncertain.
And this brings up, I think, an important question for you, the listener. It builds on this whole idea of seeking clarity. We talked about the core value being restoring those three states, peace, confidence, direction. But when you feel truly lost, whether you turn to an expert like this or you look inward, how often is it just the simple restoration of confidence, that basic belief in your own ability to figure things out? How often is that the main thing, the actionable outcome that actually unlocks everything else? Think about confidence not just as a result, but maybe as the essential fuel you need to even take that first step forward.
That's a really profound thought to end on, something to definitely chew on. And that's our deep dive for today into the quest for guidance. We'll catch you next time.